This is the Sakar Merli of the 30th of December, 2024. Essence, sweet children, you souls have to charge your batteries with the powers of this knowledge and yoga, and thereby make yourselves Satapratthan, not by bathing in water. Question. Who makes all human souls wander around aimlessly at this time? Why does he make you wander around? Answer. It is Ravan that makes everyone wander around aimlessly because he himself is wandering around aimlessly. He doesn't have a home of his own. No one would call Ravan Baba. The father comes from his home, the supreme abode, Paramdham, in order to show you children your destination. Now that you know your home, you no longer wander around. You say that you separated from the father first, and that you will therefore return home first. Om Shanti. Sweet children, while sitting here, you understand that no matter what happens, Shiv Baba, who has entered this one, will definitely take us back home with him. That is the home of souls. You children should definitely be experiencing happiness because the unlimited Father has come to make us beautiful. It's not that he makes us wear clothes, etc. This is called the power of yoga, the power of remembrance. Whatever status a teacher has claimed, he enables his students to claim that status accordingly. Students can understand from their studies what they will become. You too understand that your Baba is also your teacher, as well as your Satguru. This is a new aspect. We also remember our Baba as our teacher. This is what he is teaching us to become. Our unlimited Baba has come to take us back home with him. Ravan has no home of his own. Rama has a home. Where does Shiv Baba reside? You would quickly say the supreme abode. Ravan wouldn't be called Baba. Where does Ravan live? No one knows. You wouldn't say that Ravan lives in the supreme abode, no. It is as though he has no destination. He simply continues to wander around, and he makes you wander around too. Do you remember Ravan? No. He makes you wander around so much. You study scriptures, do devotion, do this and that. The father says that is called the path of devotion, Ravan's kingdom. Gandhi too used to say that there should be the kingdom of Rama. Our Shiv Baba has entered this chariot. He is the senior father. He talks to us souls and says, "Child, child." The spiritual father is now in your intellects, and you spiritual children are in the intellects of the spiritual father. Our connection is with the incorporeal world. Souls remained separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. Souls reside there with the Father. Then they become separated from him in order to play their parts. There has to be an account for that long period of time. The Father sits here and explains this. new and now studying this study. Those of you who study well are number-wise. They are also the ones who were separated from me first. They are the ones who then remember me a great deal, and who will also come back to me first of all. The Father sits here and explains to all of you children the deep secrets of the whole world cycle. No one else knows this. This knowledge can be called deep, and it can also be called the most profound knowledge. You know that the Father doesn't sit up there whilst explaining to us. You know that he comes down here to explain all of this. I am the seed of this Kalpa tree. This human world tree is also called the Kalpa tree. People of the world know nothing of this. They are sleeping in the slumber of Kumbhakarna, and so the Father has come to awaken them. He has now awakened you children, whereas everyone else is still sleeping. You too were sleeping like Kumbhakarna in that devilish sleep. The Father came and woke you up. He said, "Children, wake up. You have become careless and are still sleeping. That is called the sleep of ignorance. Everyone has the other type of sleep. They also sleep in the golden age. At present, all of you are sleeping in the sleep of ignorance. The Father has come to awaken you all by giving you this knowledge. You children have now awakened. You know that Baba has come and that he will take us back home with him. Neither this body nor this soul is of any use now. Both have become impure. Alloy is mixed in them. You could call it 9-carat gold or very little gold. Real gold is 24-carat. The Father now wants to make all of you 24-carat gold. He makes you souls truly golden-aged. Barrett was called the golden sparrow. You would now call it an iron sparrow. A sparrow of pebbles and stones. Still, it is alive. All of these things have to be understood. Just as souls can be understood, in the same way the Supreme Soul can also be understood. They speak of a sparkling star. It is a very tiny star. Doctors, etc., have made great efforts to try and see it. However, without having a divine vision, no one can see it. It is so very subtle. Some say that a soul leaves through the eyes, and some say that he leaves through the mouth. Where does a soul go when he leaves his body? He goes and enters another body. You souls are now about to go up to the land of peace. You are very sure that the Father will come and take you back home. On the one side there is the Iron Age, and on the other side there is the Golden Age. We are now at the Confluence Age. It is a wonder. There are billions of humans here, whereas there are only 900,000 in the Golden Age. What happens to the rest of them? Destruction takes place. The Father only comes to establish the new world. Establishment takes place through Brahma. Then there is sustenance through the dual form. It isn't that there is a human being with four arms. There would be no beauty in that. Baba explains to you children that the four-armed figure represents the combined forms of Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan. Sri means elevated. In the Silver Age, there are 2 degrees less. You children must remain aware of this knowledge that you are now being given. The main thing is to remember the words, "Remember the Father." No one else is able to understand this. Only the Father is the purifier, the almighty authority. They sing, "Baba, you gave us everything, including the earth and the sky. There was nothing that you didn't give us. You gave us the kingdom of the whole world." You know that Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of that world. The cycle of this drama continues to turn. You are becoming completely viceless, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You know that you became vicious from viceless, and viceless from vicious. You have played your parts of 84 births countless times. You cannot count them. You can count the population, but you can't count how many times you change from Tamopratan to Satopratan, or how many times you changed from Satopratan to Tamopratan. Baba says this cycle is 5,000 years. This is the accurate length of time. If it were hundreds of thousands of years, you wouldn't be able to remember anything. You are now imbibing virtues. Each of you has received a third eye of knowledge. You see the old world with your physical eyes. You have to use your third eye of knowledge that you have been given in order to see the new world. This world is of no use. It is an old world. Just look at the difference between the new world and the old world. You know that only you are the masters of the new world. Then, while taking 84 births, this is what you have become. You have to remember these things very well, and then explain to others how you become this. Brahma becomes Vishnu, and then Vishnu becomes Brahma. You can see the difference between Brahma and Vishnu. Vishnu is sitting beautifully decorated, whereas Brahma is sitting in an ordinary form. You know that this Brahma will become that Vishnu. It is very easy to explain to anyone the relationship between Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. You know that Vishnu is the dual form of Lakshmi and Narayan. The deity Vishnu then becomes the ordinary human Brahma. Vishnu belongs to the Golden Age, whereas Brahma belongs here. The Father has explained that it takes only a second to become Vishnu from Brahma, but it takes 5,000 years to change from Vishnu to Brahma. The same applies to you too. It isn't only one who becomes Brahma. No one but the Father can explain these things to you. There isn't anything about human beings or gurus here. This one's guru is Shiv Baba, and the guru of you Brahmins is also Shiv Baba. He is called the Sat Guru. Therefore, you children must remember Shiv Baba alone. It is easy to tell anyone, remember Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba creates the new world of heaven. God Shiva is the highest on high. He is the Baba of us souls. Therefore, God says to you children, remember me, your father. It is so easy to remember. When a baby is born, the word ma, ma, soon automatically emerges from his mouth. He wouldn't go to anyone but his parents. Of course, it's a different matter if the mother dies. First are the mother and father, then there are the friends and relatives, etc. There are couples in that too, the paternal aunt and uncle. When a Kumari becomes a woman, some would call her their maternal aunt and some their paternal aunt. The father explains to you, all of you are now brothers. All of your previous relationships are cancelled. When you consider yourselves to be brothers, you will remember the one father. The father too says, children, remember me, your father. He is our most senior, unlimited father of all. That senior Baba has come to give you the unlimited inheritance. Baba repeatedly says, Man Manabhav, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Do not forget this. It is by becoming body conscious that you forget. First of all, you must consider yourselves to be souls. We souls are saligrams. We have to remember the one Father. The Father has told you, I am the purifier. By remembering me, your batteries, which have become empty, will become full, and you will become Satopratan. You have been choking in the water of the Ganges for birth after birth, but you weren't able to become pure. How could that water be the purifier? It is only with this knowledge that you receive salvation. At present, the world is false and full of sinful souls. Your give and take is also with sinful souls. You became sinful souls through your thoughts, words, and deeds. You children have now received understanding. You say that you were making effort to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. You have now stopped performing devotion. Only with this knowledge can there be salvation. Those deities were in salvation. The Father has explained that this one is in the last of his many births. The Father explains everything very easily. You children make plenty of effort. You make those efforts every cycle. You have to change this old world into a new world. They say that God is the magician, the jeweler, and the businessman. He is the magician. He changes this old world of hell into heaven. Therefore, a great deal of magic is performed. You are now becoming residents of heaven, and you know that at present you reside in hell. Heaven is separate from hell. This cycle is 5,000 years. It cannot be a question of hundreds of thousands of years. You must not forget these things. There are the versions of God. there definitely has to be someone who is beyond rebirth. Sri Krishna has a body of his own, whereas Shiva does not. Therefore, he, Shiva, definitely needs someone's mouth with which he can give you this knowledge. He comes here to teach you. According to the drama, the father has all of this knowledge. He only comes once during the whole cycle, in order to change this land of sorrow into a land of happiness. You definitely did receive your inheritance of peace and happiness from the Father, and that is what you people want again. This is why you remember the Father. Just see how easily the Father gives you this knowledge. While you are sitting here, you have to remember the Father, and also remember this somersault, because this too is man above. The Father is the only one who gives this entire knowledge. You tell others that you are going to see the unlimited Father, that the Father is showing us the path to the land of peace and the land of happiness. While you sit here, you should also remember your home. Consider yourselves to be souls. You have to remember the Father, the home and the new world. This old world is definitely going to be destroyed. As you make progress, you will remember heaven a great deal. It will be as though you go to heaven again and again. At the beginning, some daughters used to sit together and go to Vaikunth, heaven, again and again. When people from important families saw this, they sent their children. It was called Omnivas at that time. So many children came, and then there was upheaval. He used to teach children, and they would automatically go into trance. The parts of vision and trance has now been stopped. They would pretend it was a graveyard. Everyone was made to lie down and told, "Remember Shiv Baba." They would then go into trance. You children too are now magicians. Anyone you look at will quickly go into trance. This magic is so wonderful. Only when people who perform intense devotion are ready to sacrifice their lives do they have a vision. The Father himself has come here. He educates you children and enables you to claim a high status. As you children progress, you will have many visions. If you were to ask the Father now, he could tell you who is going to become a rose, who is going to become jasmine, and who will become a flower with no fragrance at all. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Cancel all your bodily relations and have the faith that all souls are brothers. Remember the Father and claim a right to your full inheritance. 2. Your give and take must now no longer be with sinful souls. Wake everyone up from their sleep of ignorance and show them all the path to the abode of peace and the abode of happiness. Blessing. May you achieve total success by concentrating your mind and intellect and become a constantly powerful soul. In order to attain total success, increase your power of concentration. This power of concentration will easily free you from obstacles. There will be no need to work hard. One Father and none other. You will easily experience this, and your stage will easily become constant and stable. You will have an attitude of benevolence and the vision of brotherhood for everyone. However, in order to concentrate, you have to become so powerful that your mind and intellect constantly work according to your orders. Let there not be any upheaval for even a second, even in your dreams. Slogan: remain as detached as a lotus, and you will become worthy of receiving God's love. Om Shanti.